You know something about interception-less streaks, I know here at Lambeau, but speaking of Dak Prescott, what do you see out of him, and does he impress you?
I haven't seen any film on him. We haven't played any common opponents yet. Next week, we'll watch some on him with Chicago, but just from the highlights and whatever, it looks like he's playing really well, and obviously taking care of the football, it's a big thing, and making plays with his feet. Things he did in college, I enjoyed watching him in college. Made a lot of plays and was fun to watch, and he's doing the same thing in the pros.
Is there something that you want to see out of this team this week, something that you want to learn? We asked kind of Mike McCarthy that same question. Is anything identity-wise or facing a team like the Cowboys, maybe, you could say better than the Giants, say, this week, something like that?
I just want to win. That's what it's all about. It's about stacking wins, and we've got two more games at home before we go on the road and have some tough challenges. So we've got to take care of business at home and keep this thing rolling.
Is it just opportunity, or why are rookie quarterbacks able to succeed, do you think?
Well, it's situation. It's coaching. It's the supporting cast. You've seen some guys be able to step in and play really well. It also, it's the personality of that quarterback as well a lot of times. I've said it before, the quarterbacks now in 2016 are a lot more prepared to play than myself, in 2005. And it goes to the coaching at the younger levels, but also, the coaching at college. And I think Dak's in a good spot, with Jason as his coach, good supporting the veteran cast, good offensive line, and the personality. He's obviously has the right makeup to make it work. And this is, it's got to be fun for him to be able to have success and be playing the way he wants to be playing as a rookie.
Aaron, I know you love the microphones that catch up on the field, but the throw to Devontae in the first quarter with about 2 minutes left, you came to the line of scrimmage and the camera, you say, where are y'all going? Who are you talking to?
I was talking to our offensive line.
Where were they going?
Well, they told me where they're going. They're going, I don't know, I can't remember what number they're going to, but they told me what number they're going to. So I did see something about that. Like, I was asking the defense where they're going. I mean, I've said, I've said some silly things to the defense at times, but that definitely wasn't one of them.
Were you saying Delhi at the start of the game there?
What?
Was that Delhi? Was that one of the words you were using, or something else at the start of the game?
I'm not telling, but I don't think it was Delhi.
Okay.
But that would get those guys too excited, probably.
Do you want anyone to know where your offensive line is going? Like, wouldn't that put the defense in if they...
No, I mean, I don't care about that. I mean, they don't know whether it's a run or a pass. It's about protection and angles when it comes to our passing game and our run game. So, unfortunately, there's a lot of cameras out there and microphones, so you got to, be careful about your live words and your dummy words. But I'm not worried about where y'all going being out there on tape.
Mike talked today about perception and reality and offense. How big of a difference is it if, say, Cobb's touchdown stands and you get a bigger lead at that point? Does that change everything in a game like that?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, of course. It changes momentum. It changes the flow. We don't turn the ball over there, so we're up by two scores now, which it probably changes the a lot of things. That's the game. It's one or two plays here and there that if they'd gone our way and if we'd executed better, it would have looked a lot better on paper and actually live as well.
You've talked about physical mistakes and mental mistakes in the past. Jordy had a few passes go off his hands, but based on what you've said in the past, I'm pretty sure you're not too worried about those type of mistakes, right?
Yeah, I said it after the game, and I'm not worried about that at all. Those things happen. I missed some passes. Those guys shouldn't be worried about me at all either. I mean, we're gonna get better. We're not gonna have consistent performances like that.
Looking forward to seeing Brett this weekend.
I am. Yeah, I am.
Where do the Cowboys stack up compared to the teams that you played so far this season?
I mean, they're playing well. They're 4-1, but it matters how you play at the end of the season. So we know how important the home games are. We got to take care of business at home, and they're coming in here in first place with their offense is playing well, running the ball well, taking care of the football. Their defense is playing well, so we're going to have to play well.
How does your approach or how does things change if Eddie's not in the lineup or not as effective as he is, say, in previous seasons?
Well, it's going to have to be next guy up, so we're going to have to see who that is and adjust accordingly. But I'm thinking Eddie's going to be okay this week, hopefully.
you're in a situation where you need a big drive. When you're on the sideline with the defense out on the field, what kind of goes through your head before you get that opportunity to go out there and need those big plays?
It's the same approach. I mean, I think in crunch time and clutch situations, you have to focus on the little things. You know, it's just protection and footwork and easy adjustments. Just you kind of simplify things. A lot of people, in this building and outside the building, sometimes make the game a little more complicated than it really is. And the simplest plays and adjustments are the best ones. And so we just try and stick with that.
Aaron, how do you get that completion percentage up where you guys want it?
You catch the ball, you throw it a little more accurately, and you, don't throw it away as much. Maybe I should start taking some more sacks. No, I got to be more accurate, and I will. And we got to make the most of the opportunities, 50-50 balls and the balls we should catch and complete.
What have you seen from Jeff in practice the last couple weeks? He had some hands catches, it looked like, early in practice today.
Yeah, he did. He's catching the ball with his hands a little more frequently. I think we might have to kind of change the title of most frequent body catcher from Jeff Janis to Jared Aberderis.
Aaron, your screen game was really, really good. Talking about me here.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay. Your screen game was really, really good last year. It's not quite that standard this year. What do you think's gone wrong
there? Well, we're four games in. I mean, I missed. James and I weren't on the same page. I missed the throw on the one that could have been a touchdown in the game. But I think it's been pretty good. I don't exactly know what you're referring to, but we're four games in. It's going to be where it needs to be, when it needs to be.
What are some of the important things to remember against a team that twists and stunts as much as they do up front?
That's a good point. I think we got to hold the line. You know, we need to really be firm in the middle and pass off the games well. A lot of times what that does is it gets guys out of their rush lanes. So it's kind of a tough decision on their part if they want to do a bunch of that, because if they get out of their lanes or a guy gets held up trying to stun around to a gap, that could leave a nice movement lane for me to step up and get out of the pocket. It's part of the game, but you have to be a little wary when you have a quarterback that can scramble well.
What's there to look forward to when you have the number one run defense against the top run offense? Anything on your end that you change, or is anything as when you approach a game like that?
Well, I know you guys have been bashing them a little bit that we haven't faced the number one running back yet. So I know those guys are excited about the opportunity to go against their stud running backs and the offensive line, and it'll be a good challenge. I think for us, it's important to be very efficient on offense. You know, we can tilt the field a little bit and make them a little more one-dimensional if we can get out to a quick start and score on our early possessions. When we get a couple scores up, you've seen over the years, it makes us very tough to beat because teams have to throw it against us, and we've done a good job of creating turnovers in those situations.
How have you been with your offensive line so far?
Yeah, I think they've played really well. I think, you could pick each one out and say a bunch of nice things about them, which I've done in the past. But I think as a whole, they've played really well. You know, they've done a good job blocking against the run. They've limited the amount of sacks and pressures. And it's been nice having them be able to stay healthy and play well together. I think Lane's done a really nice job for us. You guys were really worried about him stepping in, but I think he's done a really nice job for us.
The 20 minutes of time of possession in the first half the other night, we had a couple of play-action fakes to Eddie that were just outstanding. I mean, you could see the Giants completely fooled by it. Was that a point of emphasis, or is that just the way the game plan worked out? Because it really opened up things for you, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's going to happen when you run the football really well. So, we've been working on better run actions from the line and then from my ball handling. So, when you can put that all together, it really changes the rush angles and gives you some nice clean lanes to throw. There was a nice one where I was able to get out clean to the left and hit Randall on a good skip fake. And we had a couple nice hard play action fakes as well, and that's what it's all about. If you're running the football really well, that opens up the opportunity to have those extended plays off of the run action stuff.
Randall was sitting on the side during some of practice today. What would it be like out on the field? Like we were asking about Lacey, how would it be different, say, if Cobb weren't out there?
I don't see that happening.
Aaron, both of you and Kyle have invested a lot of capital offensive linemen in draft draft and sign the players. Is it absolutely necessary now? I mean, in the past, in the West Coast, you could probably get away with some sluggish guards or something like that. The game changed
up front. Yeah, yeah. I think for sure on both sides of the ball. You know, Mike talks a lot about you can't have enough big guys. You know, and we've done a good job, I think, of paying our guys and keeping them around. You know, what we did with Mike Daniels and you know, we got some guys coming up on defense that'll be some tough decisions. But on offense, you know, we've done a nice job of signing our tackles the last couple of years, adding to the mix with Jason, and then also, you know, we have some flexibility with JC and Corey. Lane got locked up for a couple of years, and we got a, you know, a decision on TJ, which I think won't be a difficult one. But you can never have enough big bodies who can move and play. And our offense is all about athleticism, you know, with our screen game, with our zone running game. And we got to have guys that can move around and pass block, but also be athletic enough to cover down. You saw multiple times in the game we had runs where linemen were getting to the second and third levels, and you love to see that. You love to see our guys covering the football like they do, and we got to keep that thing going.
Two more.
Some of the guys have been talking about getting up with energy. We've seen kind of Jordy even get up with more motion. Do you feel like the team's really fed off of that so far since the first four games so far?
I think it's been a nice change for us. We haven't seen a lot of that over the years. I mean, Jordy's been pretty subdued over the years, you know, kind of just giving the ball to the official most times. So it's nice to see him show a little bit of that personality and excitement and passion. That's the fun thing about this league is every year is different. So you're going to see different teams and their chemistry and identity take shape over the course of a season. And you saw early on with Jared, you know, really bringing that fire and excitement when he catches the ball. You're seeing Eddie kind of give more of himself after some of these big runs, and we love seeing that. I mean, that's contagious. You hear the crowd. I mean, maybe a little bit loud on the Eddie chant, but you love it. I mean, it's like what it used to happen when John, you know, we get the ball in the red zone, tight red, and they'd be screaming for Coon, and Mike thought they were booing him. But, you know, it's that excitement that you love to have on offense, and guys are really buying into that and getting things revved up when they make plays.